I'm Elizabeth Williams-Bushy, and this is the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. Today we have a real treat for you. I've retold a traditional Zulu story. It's where stories come from, so get ready. This is a really good one, guys. Don't forget, you can visit Inkless Tales at www.inkless.com for games, stories, poems, and all kinds of fun things. So look for us there, too. Have fun. Let's go. Where Stories Come From, a traditional Zulu story, retold by Elizabeth Williams-Bushy. Once, so very long ago, that the sun was just learning how to rise in the sky, and the first people danced under its warm glow, there lived a woman named Manzandaba and her husband Zinzele. They lived happily with their many children in an ordinary home, in a small, ordinary village, and they filled their happy, ordinary days with good work, like weaving baskets, hunting, and growing good green gardens near their home for food. They danced on the sand where it met the wide, warm ocean, and watched the white birds dance in the sky above them. Zinzele, who was an artist, would carve images of the birds from wood. He was so talented an artist that he filled their home with all manner of carvings. He carved graceful impalas from stone and majestic elephants. So, in fact, their home was not so ordinary after all. When the sun settled in the evenings, however, Manzandaba and Zinzele found themselves happy no longer, for their beloved children grew unhappy. As the family gathered around the evening fire, they sat, unsure of what to do. They could not work, it was too dark. They could not sleep, it was too early. Sifunu Izindaba, the children would cry. We want stories. Tell us some stories, Mama. Manzandaba did not know what to do. She had no stories. Not in her baskets, nor in her garden, nor in the sound of the ocean waves. Nor did her husband, Zinzele, for all his wondrous creations, have a story to tell. They consulted their neighbors in the village, but they too had nothing to offer. They listened carefully to the warm wind as it blew. Perhaps the wind had a story to tell. But no, the wind had only hush, hush to say. They slept in search of stories in their dreams, but when they awoke, they only remembered jumbled pictures and fragments. Zinzele decided there was only one thing for it. Someone must go on a hunt for stories instead of food, for it seemed to him that stories were just as essential to his family. They agreed that Manzandaba should go, and Zinzele agreed to take on her duties and care for the home and the children in her absence. And so Manzandaba sent off to hunt. She decided as she walked that she would question every creature she encountered and see if they would share some of their stories with her and her people. Manzandaba first met Nagwaja, the hare. She was on guard, for he was a trickster, but she decided to ask every creature, so ask she did. Nagwaja, have you stories? She said politely. My people are hungry, so are you willing to share what you have? Stories, Nagwaja said, hopping side to side. Hundreds of stories have I. Thousands, perhaps millions of stories, he boasted, hopping ever more frantically. Please then, Nagwaja, Manzandaba said, share some so that our people may be happy. Nagwaja froze, as hares will do when they sense danger. I cannot, he said sharply. Why not? Manzandaba said. Nagwaja looked to the right, then looked to the left, as if he were searching for an answer. Well, he said, it is still daylight. Then he hopped away. Manzandaba knew then that Nagwaja was lying to her and that he had no stories at all. Still, she was not discouraged, and before long she came upon a mother baboon with her babies. Ah, thought Manzandaba, a mother will help another mother. Fene, Manzandaba said, I too am a mother with many children, and they weep to me for stories. I come to you for help. Have you any stories to share with me and my people, Fene? Fene the baboon merely gave a screeching laugh. I am a luckier mother than you are, then. Hard enough I work to keep my babies safe and fed. At least they do not whine for stories, too. Still, Manzandaba was not discouraged. She found an owl and called to him. Kova, she said, I am hunting for stories. You are a hunter. Perhaps you have found some and will share some with me and my people. Who wakes me in daylight? The owl roared and flew higher up into the tree with a great ruffling of feathers. No more would he say. Still, Manzandaba was not discouraged. A mighty elephant came into view. Ndlovu, Manzandaba said, I am sorry to disturb you, but my children and my people are hungry for stories. We have none, and I have been sent to hunt for them. Perhaps you can help me. Elephants are kindly creatures, so he did not scold her or ignore her, but rather took pity on her. I myself know none, he said, but I know this. The eagle is the king of all the birds, flying higher than any other and seeking far more than others see. Perhaps if you seek the eagle, he may at least be able to tell you where to seek stories. Manzandaba was elated. Ngiyabonga, Ndlovu, she said. Thank you very much. The elephant stopped her before she ran off. A word of advice, woman, he said. The eagle is short-tempered, but he thinks very well of himself. You would do well to flatter him. I understand, Manzandaba said. Manzandaba sought Nkwazi, the great fish eagle, and found him near the mouth of the Tugela River. So excited was she to find him that she called his name just as he was diving, talons out, to pluck a fish from the Tugela. Distracted, Nkwazi missed the fish entirely. Ha-woo! He roared at her. What is it you want from me that is worth my dinner? Nkwazi, feared by all who swim and respected by all who see your great shadow on the ground, Manzandaba said carefully, and was glad to see the eagle raise his head attentively. Nkwazi, I have been sent by my people to gather stories, for we have none. I have been to the hare, I have been to the baboon, I have been to the owl, and I have been to the elephant, and no one has been able to help. I turn now to the mightiest creature in the sky or land. Manzandaba bowed her head and waited for the eagle's response. Well, he said, I am mighty, but I am not perfect. I know only what I can see, and I see no stories here on the ground. But I do know of one who is older than I, who travels to the deep of the ocean. He knows secrets even I do not. I will fetch him, and perhaps he can help you. Manzandaba waited days for the eagle to return, and at long last he did, with great joy. My friend Ufudu Luasando, the great sea turtle, has come with me. He will take you to a secret place where there are stories for you to find, the eagle said, as excited as a baby eaglet. The great sea turtle, enormous and ancient, lifted himself out of the ocean. Woza Nkosikazi, the sea turtle said in a voice both watery and wise. Climb atop my back and hold fast onto my shell. We go to the land of the spirit people. They traveled straight down into the depths of the ocean to the crystal blue-green palace of the spirit people, a place so beautiful Manzandaba thought her heart might break. They arrived directly at the thrones of the king and queen, and Manzandaba found herself almost fearful to meet their eyes. The king spoke. What is your wish, woman from above? Manzandaba told them of her hunt. The king and queen had many stories, they said, but they wanted to know. What would Manzandaba bring them back in return? Manzandaba was puzzled. What could these amazing creatures possibly want from her? The queen spoke. We cannot go where you can go, she said, to the land above. But we would love to see your people, your home, your village, your family. Is there some way you could bring us a picture of some kind? Manzindaba grew excited. She thought of Zinzele's wonderful carvings. Yes, yes, she said. Yes, I can bring you that. An agreement was made between them. When next the moon was full and round, the great sea turtle would take Manzindaba back to the king and queen, and the trade would be made. Manzindaba returned to her village and told everyone what had happened. Zinzele, delighted, began at once on the picture. He put his whole heart into his work, and soon the whole village came by, day after day, to watch the creation come to life under Zinzele's talented fingers. At the next full moon, Manzindaba returned and presented the gift to the king and queen, who had nothing but praise and admiration for the artistry of Zinzele. In return, they presented Manzindaba with a large, beautiful spiral shell. When you want a story, the queen said, hold this up to your ear. It will tell you a tale. Manzindaba thanked them over and over again and returned with a full heart to her village. That very night, the village gathered around the fire, and many voices called out, Manzindaba, tell us a story. So she held the shell up to her ear and began. The end. So that's the story of where stories come from, according to traditional Zulu folklore. I hope you like that story. I loved it. So we're going to wrap up with a song that I wrote. This is a song in Swahili. So let's go. Swahili is a language spoken in Africa. Furaha is Swahili for happy. Nime furahi means I am happy. Tucheze means let's dance. Tuta furahi means we will be happy. And these are the words we will use in our song. Furaha. Nime furahi, tuchezi, tuta furahi. Ready? Let's go.
Nime furahi, tuchezi, tuta furahi.
Sing a song with me. Tafurahi.
That's it for today. I hope you had a great time. Thanks so much for joining us on the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. Visit us on the web at www.inklesstales.com. See you next time. I'm Elizabeth Williams-Bushy. So long.